Okay, we are on, let's start with the Lamed Beis Ma Beis, on the, towards the bottom, about 10 lines, 12 lines up, V'af Rav Papa Hadarbe, the Af Rav Papa Hadarbe. The Gemara had just been discussing the Isser of Achilas Truma, Mivezid, B'shogeg, that's what yesterday's daf was about, and the Gemara spoke about what happens if you eat Truma less than a Kezayis, but it's worth a Sheva Pruta. What about Sheva Pruta, more than a Kezayis and not worth a Sheva Pruta, all the different permutations. And the Gemara had just said that according to Rav Papa, Rav Papa had originally thought that Abishol, the Gemara had quoted a Machlokas up above by the two dots, that if you eat a Kezayis of Truma, that's less than a Sheva Pruta, your Chayiv. And Abishol says, no, it has to be a Sheva Pruta. So he had originally thought, Rav Papa, that Abishol requires both. It has to be the size of a Kezayis to be called a Maisa Achila, and it has to be worth a Sheva Pruta. That is what that's how Rav Papa originally interpreted Abishol. The Gemara asked a question on that, and the Gemara said Tiyufta on that approach. And then the Gemara says, that's where we're up to now, V'yaf Rav Papa Hadarbe. And even Rav Papa was Choser from his opinion in his interpretation of Abishol. And even he agrees that Abishol only requires one or the other. He does not need both. D'tanya, and now we're going to prove that from the following brisa. D'tanya, as the brisa says, and we're going to get to the proof up on Amud Bey, up on Amud Aleph, the next daf. D'tanya, as the brisa says, v'chata bishgaga, the pasuk by Me'ila. But the Isra of Me'ila says, and if somebody sins bishgaga, by accident, meaning a shogeg, one is chayev a carbon me'ila when one does a b'shogeg. Me'ila is an asham me'ilos, one of the five ashamos, different than most of the other averos which are chatas. For some reason, not going to get into now, there are five specific averos which the Torah delineates is chayev a carbon asham instead of a carbon chatas. Different halachas regarding an asham, which we'll mention in a second. So it says the pasuk v'chata b'shgaga pra lemezid. So you're not chayev a carbon for violating me'ila b'mezid. So Gemara says v'halo dinu, but wouldn't I know this exclusion from a kal v'chomer? So what do I need a pasuk for to teach me that mezid is excluded from me'ila? I would know it from a kal v'chomer. Uma shar mitzvos shechayev behed kares potu behed es mezid. If by other averos which are chayev kares. So if you would do a b'mezid, so they don't have a chiyuv karbon. So me'ila she'ein b'hen karis, ein adishah b'daras b'mezid. So me'ila does not have a chiyuv karis. So surely it's going to have less obligations, and surely you're not going to be chayiv a karbon if you do a b'mezid. If by other averos which are chayiv karis, you're pater from a karbon. So me'ila, which is not chayiv karis, you're also pater from a karbon. So Gemara says, one second, lo. No, by other averos, you're not chayv karis. You're chayv karis. But me'ila, you're chayv misa b'dei shemayim. And at this point, the Gemara is assuming, who says karis is more chamer than misa b'dei shemayim? Maybe misa b'dei shemayim is more chamer. So therefore, who says that? So me'ila might have a chumra, and that's why me'ila might have been obligated to bring a karban b'mezid, unlike other averos. Tamalomer b'shkaga b'ra'la mezid. That's why you need the pasuk of b'shkaga to teach me that you're only chayiv b'shogeg and not b'mezid. Tosus here asks the question. Tosus Yeraskal Me'ila says, what's like, what was the first line of the Gemara? Because it's more chamor, that's why. So if you're not chayiv a karban, if you're chayiv kares, so surely if you do something less chamor, you're not going to be chayiv a karban. One second. Tosus says, hieno senes. It might be dafka, if something is more chomer, that's why you don't have the privilege, you don't have the chance to be chayav a karbon, because karbon is bishum kapara. And sometimes if you do something so bad, then there's no kapara. That's what's the Gemara Havamina? That because it's more chomer, that's going to prove to me you're not chayav a karbon. Kol shekein, something more kal. Says Tosfos, Adir Maschel Me'ila, Tema, Neimah Hieno Sene. See, that's exactly the point. The Shar Mitzvah, Shehein Chamuros, Shehein Bakares, Ein Lazona Kapara. By other mitzvahs which are very chomer, there's no kapara. Me'ila, which is more kal, shikala, shein b'karis, yesh l'dona kapara. You might say that if something's more kal, then it has a chance for a kapara. Right? We mentioned this last week when we spoke about, a little bit, derech agav, about ein onshin min adin and kasher zamam. We mentioned from the smag. The smag says that there's a limud that teaches me that your chayiv. If you give some of your children to the Molech, the pasuk says inside, the Mishnah says, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, prat to giving all your children, to give all your children to the Molech, you pass them through fire. Well, that's better? You're not chayiv? No, the point is that you don't have a chance for kapara. It's such a bad act. And that's how the Kesef Mishnah explained kasher zomim v'lo kasher asa. Right? If the Eid of Zomim wanted to inflict a punishment, then they're chayiv. But if they already did, then they're potter. Right? So the Ramban al-Chumash says, gzeres ha-kasef. There's a concept, how could he understand this? But then he adds on and says, no, maybe it's because Hashem would never have let it happen. But the Kesef Mishnah said the third pshat. Kesef Mishnah said, no, you know why? Because if it's kasher asa, then the onesh, there's no kapara available. There's no chid, right? It wouldn't be effective because it's such a chamor act. Or the Meshech Chachma, another example, the Meshech Chachma Ala Torah says about chi of misa of a nachri. So they're according to certain shitas, there might not be a chi of misa if somebody kills a nachri, only if somebody kills a Yisrael. So it's very, very troublesome halacha. What exactly, why should that be? So the Meshech Chachma says, you know why that is? Because it's even worse in certain ways because of the Chil Hashem aspect. You're a Mesajah Mechal Shem Shemayim if somebody kills a Nachri, so then that's even worse in certain ways, and Misa isn't even enough to be Mechaper you. As the Rambam writes in Hilchos Teshuva, that if a Chil Hashem, there's a very high standard for what Kapara is involved. But anyway, all of these are based on Tosa's questions. So it's the sense, just because there's more Chamur, so therefore there's no Karbon. So if it's more Kal, so maybe you should get a Karbon. Tosa's answer to Nachinami. The Gemara could have asked that, but it asked a different question. That's Tosa's answer. The Maram Chalava here, though, says maybe the question of the Gemara is a little different. It's not exactly how we're interpreting it, but it's not just that if it's more chamor and there's no carbon, but it's as follows. We know there's a special link between chi of kares and carbon chatas. Look at the first mission in krisus. The mission lists the 36 krisus, and they're all chayav of carbon chatas if you do a peshogeg, except for mila and carbon pesach, the two essays. But says the Maram Chalava, maybe that's the idea behind the Gemara's question. By the other Averos, where you're Chayev Kares, if you do it b'mezid, there's no Karban Chatas, and we know there's a special connection between Kares and Chatas, so surely by Mehila, where there is no Chayev Kares, so then surely there's no Karban Chatas. Because again, if there's a Kares, there's no Karban Chatas, so there's a special link between them, so surely if there's no Kares, you're not going to be Chayev Karban Chatas. That's how the Maram Chalava interprets the question of the Gemara, and then he adds, in the last line, the but we're not talking about a carbon chatas anyway by mi'ilah. It's apples and oranges. We're talking about an asham. We're not talking about a carbon chatas. I mentioned the mi'ilah is one of the five averos that you're chayav a carbon asham, not a carbon chatas. So he ends off mikol makom shame carbon achasi. No, this chatas and an asham. It's called shame carbon achas. So he's alluding to something. It's to a fascinating sugya in Maseches Vachen, which I'm going to touch on right now for a minute, and that is, we know there are various types of karbanos. Two of the extreme types of karbanos, on the one hand you have a chatas, on the one hand you have an ola. A chatas is ba'al chait. For every specific ma'aseh aveira that I do, I'm chayav a carbon chatas. There are specific rules and regulations for the zrikos hadam of a carbon chatas. It's the only one you have to sprinkle on every one of the four corners with your finger, not with a kli, not shtayim shehin arba. It's above the chut hasikra. There are many specific karbanos l'shem carbon chatas. It has to be hukrav dafka with the owner in mind. If it's hukrav without the owner in mind, then it's pasul. The carbon chatas cannot exist without the connection to the owner. If the owner dies, the carbon chatas is pasul. You have to let it graze till it gets a mum, and that's it. It loses it's a chadash shenitzak l'ra'ayo. You have to let it graze. So there are a lot of halachas when it comes to carbon chatas. On the other extreme, you have ola, which is an opposite of a carbon chatas. Ola is, the Gemara says, ba'al adorot. It's like a present to Hashem. You want to bring a carbon nedava? You can bring an ola. You can't bring a chatas for a carbon nedava. Can't be no day of a carbon chatas. But an ola has opposite halachas of a chatas. An ola, you sprinkle only on two corners, shtayim, shehein arba. You sprinkle it under the chut hasikra, under the middle line. You sprinkle it with a kli. You don't sprinkle it with your finger. Many halachas for a carbon ola. That's on the other hand. And then you have carbon asham. And what's fascinating about carbon asham is that it shares some halachas of ola, and it shares some halachas of chatas. And there's a lot of lumdis discussed in Maseches Vachim, what exactly is the true nature and identification of a carbon asham. In terms of zrikos, it's like a carbon ola. An asham also has shtayim shehin arba. Only a chatas has it all four corners. It has lamata mechut hasikra. So it's like a carbon ola. Yet, you can't bring no deva carbon asham. Right? You can't volunteer. Carbon asham is baal chet, like chatas is. So again, if one wants to talk more about it, we'll talk about it more afterwards, but the real identification of a carbon asham is analyzed in Maseches Vachim. So this is one of the this seems to be a very important marker, because he says, even though Rashi is different, shame carbon chadhu. It sounds like there's a Ramban on Parshas Naso, which has the same thing. So if you never noticed it until it's pointed out, but in the second half of Parshas Naso, with the lady that we read 45 times, right, carbon al karas kesef achas is talking about the Chanukah HaMizbeach. And there it lists off in the Psukim every type of carbon, because you have to bring every carbon to be Mechanech HaMizbeach. So it mentions Chatos, it mentions Ola, it mentions Ketores, and it mentions Shlamim, Luzel Kar Shlamim, Bakar Shlamim, Elim Chavisha. Look at the Psukim. Asham's not there. It's the only carbon that's not there. It mentions carbon Mincha. So where's the Asham? Says Ramban, it's okay. The mincha, the Asham is a chatas. Shame Asham, shame carbon chadu. Same exact line as this Maram Chalava. Again, there are differences. What do you mean shame carbon chadu? The zrikas are different. It's very different than a chatas. The issue is how much is it like a chatas, how much is it like an Asham, how much is it unique? Some type of combination. So this Maram Chalava on that line alludes to that sugya. Okay, a little Maseches Svachim. Now we get back to Maseches Psachim. Continues the Gemara. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said, why do you need a makar to exclude me'ila b'mezid from a karbon, you know, from a kalvachomer? So the Gemara says back, no, what do you mean? It's not a good kalvachomer, but by other mitzvahs, by me'ila, you have a mitzvah de shemayim. So it's not, nope, a kalvachomer, so that's why, pshkaga pralamezid. So what was the conversation that originally we thought there was a Kava Chomer and then not? Was it really the following as we understood it? Was it really true that originally the Gemara thought Kares was more Chomer and therefore it would be a good Kava Chomer? And Lubasov, we think that Misa B'dei Shemayim is more Chomer and therefore Alimalei Misa, and that's why Me'il is more Chomer? Rabbeinu David here points out that for many other Gemaras that Kares is more Chomer. So that's why he was bothered. Karis is more chomer. What's the Hava mean to say one or the other? Karis is more chomer. We know he says that Karis, Rachman al Islan, includes Misas Hazera. Children also, not just one's own life is Nechrasin, but one's children are Nechrasin. So that's a Chumra of Karis, more than Midis Shemayim, which only applies to the person. Where they're different, the Ramban al Torah talks about different types of Karis itself. But either way, Rabbeinu David assumes, based on other sources, that Karis is for sure more chomer. That's part of what he's bothered by. So what? How can we think originally Karis is more chomer, that Bishamayim is more chomer? So the Gemara says, okay, you're right. There are three other ways that we can interpret the conversation here. What changed from the Havamina and to the Maskana? And one of these ways is going to refer to Abishol. That's why the Gemara is bringing this here. Remember what we're trying to prove. We're trying to prove that Rav Papa was chozerbo from his interpretation of Abishol, and Rav Papa held that Abishol only requires kezayis or shavapruta for the Isra of Achilas Truma. He does not require both. That's what we're trying to get to. So says the Gemara, Ba'amar lehachi kamar. No, this is the rejection. Originally we thought Karis was more chamor, and therefore Shara Aveira was more chamor than Me'ila, and this is the rejection. The imloa marta b'shar mitzvahs, the Me'ila does have a chumra, but what's the chumra? Shekelo chiyabren misa pachas b'kezayis. By other Aveiras, if you eat half a kezayis of chelev, half a kezayis of dam, there's no chiyab misa, right? That's called chatzi shir. We paskin chatzi shir is asum in a Torah. There's an Aveira, but there's no onesh, there's no punishment. So by other Aveiras, you're not chayab misa pachas b'kezayis. Tomer b'me'ila, shechiyabren misa pachas b'kezayis. But by Me'ila, you are chayab misa if you're nehene pachas b'kezayis. So that's a chumra Me'ila. So don't prove to me that you could have known it from a Kava Chomer. So Gemara says, V'amar lei, after Rav Chia heard this, he said, Tanuach daitecha, shinachta es daiti. Rav Nachman, that was wonderful. I think that's a great shot. Your das should rest because you've put my mind to rest. I think that's a great answer. So he says, back to them, V'amar lei, amai nichusa. What are you talking about? What I said wasn't so great. There's a kash on what I said. Should have been concentrating better. Do Rabba Rav Sheshes, Shadu Banarga. Literally, Rabba Rav Sheshes threw an axe in what I said. Right? It's not so pashut. The professor discussed, so why'd he say it in the first place? Okay, not for now. But either way, he was there having a conversation. So, much honestly, what's the problem with what I said, that Me'ila is chayiv even pachas mikazayis? So he says, Man Shamislay, Domar Hizib Me'ila B'Misa. Who is the one that says that you violate an Isser Me'ila B'Mezid and your Chayav Misa for Me'ila? Rebbe, he's the one that says that Me'ila B'Mezid is B'Misa. Tanya, Hizib Me'ila, Rebbe Omer B'Misa, Chum Omer B'Azhara. So the Machlok is itself, whether if you're Mezid by Me'ila, whether you're Chayav Misa or not. And my time at the Rebbe, and what's the reason why Rebbe holds that there's an Isser Misa by Me'ila? He learns it out from Truma. Omer Avavavavog, Omer So once you learn it out from Truma, so we also learn from Truma the other halacha, Umina. And from Truma you also learn another halacha. So if the whole conversation that we're discussing here about being chayav misa on Me'ila, when you do it b'mezid, that's all Rebbe Shita. And Rebbe learns that from Truma. But if you learn it from Truma, so you should say that Me'ila is only chayav b'kezayis, like Truma is only chayav b'kezayis. So that's the rejection of what I suggested, says Rebbe Nachman. So Baskevla, is it Rebbe Nachman? Says Rabbi Nachman Bar Yitzchak. So Maskevla, Rav Papa interjects, Mimai de Rebbe, Karabanan Svirale. One second. Who says Rebbe? Rebbe learns it from Truma also. So who says he holds like the Rabbanon? Dilma ka Abishol Sviralei. Maybe he holds like Abishol. The Amar Yesh Mashav Aprut the Avol Bidelas Makazayis. Maybe he holds like. Maybe you do have a good statement because maybe he holds like Abishol, who says that even less than a Kazayis are Chayav Truma as long as it's worth the Shav Apruta. End of conversation. But what do we just see from Rav Papa? We see that Rav Papa interprets Abishol either or, not needing both. The Rav Papa who the Amar Abishol Tartibai. Didn't we just say that Rav Papa says that Rav Abishol needs both for the Chiv of Achilas Truma, Kizayis and Shavapruta? El Shvamina Hadarbei. Period. So we know from here he must have been that he was Choserbo in his interpretation of Abishol. Okay. So there is though the Shita of Rebbe that we quoted that if somebody violates Me'ilu B'Mezer Yuchayev Misa. So does that even apply to Hana'a? We know Me'ilas is Nana Midvar Hektish. Rashi here says, he's it on the top Rashi, Bahana'as Kodesh, Shigigasa Me'ila. Sounds like from Rashi, just the Hana'a from Hektish, any type of Hana'a. If you sit in the shade of Hektish, if you would say that shade is from Shem Me'ila, or any other type. Tosas on the top assumes that it only applies by Achila. Only applies by Achila. If you eat something and you violate through that way, a Maisa Achila, but just Hana'a, you're not going to violate. Even Rebbe would agree by Azhara there. And there's some of Mefarshim in the back, I think it's the Mispa Esan, suggests that maybe there's no machlokas. Maybe Rashi's only referring to something that's Ikaro Hana'a. Maybe he would agree to Tosfos that if something's Ikaro Achila, there wouldn't be an Isra Me'ila. Either way, that's a machlokas between Rashi and Tosfos within Shita's Rebbe on top. Continues the Gemara, Marbre de Ravana. The Gemara here has, just to finish up the previous sugya, has two more suggestions. What was the rejection of the Kal V'Chomer on the bottom of Amud Beis before? Again, those of you who just came in, the Gemara had a Kal V'Chomer that there's a pasuk to exclude Me'ila from a carbon when you do it B'mezid. So the Gemara said, why don't you learn that from a Kal V'Chomer? If by other Averos, or those of us who are here who don't remember what was said a couple days ago, a couple of minutes ago, if the Kal V'Chomer is if by other Averos, which are Chayef Kares, there is no carbon, so surely Me'ila, which is not Chayev Kares, you know, shouldn't be Chayev Karban. So what do you need the Pasuk for? So we had two interpretations just now what the rejection of that halacha was, either Kares versus Ibisi B'Dish Shemayim, or the second point about Shava Pruta. Now we have two more interpretations of what that, how do you reject and say, no, Me'ila's more Chamor. You don't care about Kava Chomer, Me'ila's more Chomer. So how is Me'ila more Chomer? Two more suggestions. Mar Brei the Ravana, Amar Hachi Kamar. Lo imamarta b'shar mitzvahs, shelo asa b'hen she'im iskavin ki miskavin. No, by shar mitzvahs. And Rashi here says, Shabbos. Shabbos. By Shabbos, for example, shelo asa b'hen she'im iskavin ki miskavin, that an act of eno miskavin, meaning a type of misasek, getting back to Masechta Shabbos. Misasek, if you remember, was if you do an act and there's something lacking in the act that you performed. It's not what we call Darvashin Miskavin. You know exactly what you're doing, and it might or might not cause a different act. You, act A might or might not cause Act B. You are pulling a bench. The bench might or might cause holes in the ground. So that's Darvashin Miskavin. Misasek, there are many types of Misasek, which the Gemara is going to mention a few here, is somewhat even less than Darvashin Miskavin. There's even more, a greater reason Liftar by Misasik, because you're just totally involved. You don't even know what's going. Your das is lacking something, right? For example, the high level Misasik is if you brush against the wall and your arm goes against the light and turns it off. That's one type of Misasik. Or other type. That's not Dovashin Miskavin. That's just you didn't even know you were involved in the act. So Misasik, if you look at the Tiferes Yisrael Hakdama to Misecha Shabbos, he talks about five or six types of Misasik. And some are Machlokes. Is this Misasik or not? We're going to refer to one case of that here. So Rebbe Ravana says, Misasek by Shabbos is Pater. Let's say you bend down and you have in mind to cut something that is already detached from the ground. And instead, right, let's say there's a cucumber that's detached from the ground and you're trying to cut it. And all of a sudden, but instead, you're a choteich Mechubar, something that was still attached to the ground, right? You wanted to do a davar hamutter, and instead you did a davar haaser, right? So in that case, shapater, you're pater on Shabbos, tomar b'me'ila, but if by me'ila, in that parallel case, you'd be chayiv. Shem neskabin l'schamim b'gizei chulim, neskabin b'gizei ola shemal. Let's say you have in mind to relax on a pillow, and you think the pillow is chulin feathers inside, chulin wool, and ends up to be hektish wool, you're going to be chayiv for that. It's a parallel case. So you see, me'ila is more chamer. Certain times of misasik, you're going to be chayiv for by me'ila. So again, that would reject the kal v'chomer. So Malachim asks, "I isn't that term Mizazik based on Malachim Lachshavas?" So that's similar to the Gemara's next question, basically saying Rashi alludes to this also. That what are you bringing me Shabbos for? What about all other averus? Shabbos is a special din, a higher level. Tosfos and Shabbos talks about two types of Mizazik by Shabbos. Even higher, Shabbos is going to have more Pturim than other mitzvahs. So don't compare Shabbos to Me'ilah. Other mitzvahs don't have this halacha. So that's similar to why the Gemara comes up with the following. The Gemara changes it a little bit. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak. Rashi explains because Rav Nachman by Yitzchak rejects the previous one based on partly based on what you just said, that don't compare Shabbos, look at my other mitzvahs. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak amar hachi kamar, a fourth possibility, how do we reject the Kavah Chomer?
In the case of the pillows,
isn't
that more of a shogeg than a
mishasik? Is it
more of a shogeg? That's what you were doing. It was the wrong item.
Okay, I guess shogeg, the Gemara, I think, says, let's say the case is like you want to, there are two pillows there, and you meant to go down on one, and you go down on the other. You know which one, at least I think that's what Rashi says, you know which one is hektish and which one is not hektish, but you lay down on the wrong one. And then you get up, you're like, oy vey, I meant to lie down on the other one. So that's a parallel case. Lo ilamarta b'shar mitzvahs shekeinu mischaipa en shemizazik kemizasek. No, you had kavana to be magbia talush. You had no kavana to do any maisa chaticha, which was the earlier case. No, you have kavana to be magbia atalush. You had kavana to pick up a flower that was cut already. Let's say you designated it before Shabbos, or it wasn't muksa. You have kavana to bring this flower in before now, and you think it was cut. Then all of a sudden, the chatak has a mechuber. You need a kavana to do any type of maisa malacha, that even a maisa malacha mutaras. And you picked up the mechubar shapater, and this is a p'tur. The Gemara seems to say maybe even by other areas, not just by Shabbos. This type of act. Tomar b'me'ila shim hoshi yado l'kli l'itol chayfetz v'sach yado b'shemesh al kodesh emol. A parallel case to me'ila. Let's say you reached into a bottle to get something, and there happened to be oil in the bottle. You didn't realize it, and the oil smears your hand, and it makes you feel good. So that's an issur me'ila, even though you didn't have in mind to do any type of act there. So that's the fourth possibility of why Me'ila is more Chamer, and therefore we reject the earlier Kavah Chamer. There is, Tosfos here just alludes to something that we discussed in Maseches Shabbos, Tosfos in Niskavein. Tosfos says, what's the case of you had Kavana to be Choteich, Talush, and it came out to be Mechubar? So Tosfos says it means you had Kavana to cut this flower, and you cut this flower, and you thought it was Talush, and it ended up being Mechubar. That's the case. But says Tosfos, if you had Kavana to cut flower A, and you by mistake missed it, and you cut flower B, and flower A was Talush, and flower B was Mechubar, that for sure you're Potter. Because Tosfos says, even if you had Kavana to cut flower A, which was Mechubar, even if you had Kavana to do a Maisa Aveira, and you cut flower B, which was Mechubar, you're also Potter on Shabbos. So it can't be, it's kind of like a Talush flower A, and you cut Mechubar and flower B. Because that's no Chiddush. Even more than that, you'd be Pater. And Tosfos doesn't allude to it here, but in Shabbos, Dafayin Beis, he thinks that Rashi holds otherwise. He thinks that this is a Machlokas. Tosfos thinks that Rashi would disagree with him. That if you have Kavanah to do a Maisa Aveira on flower A, and you ended up cutting flower B, according to Rashi, you'd be Chayev, because you had Kavanah to do a Maisa Aveira. So what, you did a different one. But Tosfos would say, no, even that's included in Melachas Bachshavas. So Tosfos just alludes to a Shita here in his Kavein. So there are some cases that are Machlokas Rishonim, whether it is Mizasik or not. It's alluded to here in the contrast to the Isser of Me'ila. Okay. Next part. Amar Mar. Next, we're up to the Gemara. The Gemara now is picking up on a line that we had yesterday on Amud Al. The Gemara yesterday had spoken about the machlokas, whether has the chiyuv of to return truma after you eat a bishogeg is that lefi damim or lefi mida, what's called by the acronym restoration or compensation. Restoration, you have to give back exactly the situation beforehand, peros, mesukanim, or you know, compensation, just get back the money, that's lefi damim. So that's the machlokas. So in that, the Gemara had brought a line that said the whole discussion of having trumas chametz is only if you have truma from before Pesach and it became chametz, because it was chametz before Pesach, or you were mafresh dough on Pesach, l'shem truma, and then it became chametz. But to be mafresh chametz on Pesach, that does not achieve kedushas truma. That's what the Gemara has said. The Gemara is now getting back to the halacha. How do you know that? Just because something is chametz, how do you know that there's no, it does not achieve kedushas truma? So Amar Mar, we quote that line again. B'med, remember, mafresh truma ve'chmitza. When do you say that you can have a concept of Kedushas Truma, that's Chametz, if you were Mafish Truma on Pesach, v'yachmitzin, it became Chametz, or Rashi said it on yesterday's daf, or you just have your Mafish before Pesach, and then Pesach came. Aval hifresh chametz truma divrei kol einam kedusha. But if you're mafresh chametz truma, everybody agrees that it does not achieve kedusha's truma. Why? Mino hanimili based on a pasuk. Amar Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Kra titein lo velo laoro. You have to give to him, to the kohen, for usage, not just for his fire, not just laoro for his fire to be burned. And therefore, if you give him chametz for Pesach, right, it's useless. Right, at most it's going to be right. If you have true, it's like it includes even truma tameya. Truma tameya has to be burned, but this is even more than that. It's aser ba'anoy. You're not giving him anything, so therefore it doesn't. Because it's not going to be lo v'lo la'oro, so that is moneya. Even that prevents the kedusha's truma from getting off the ground. So therefore, it's not truma. Therefore, what you still have in your house is tevel. Right, it does not achieve kedusha's truma. That's what the Gemara says. Tosfos here points out tiraskol lo titein lo omeri delo istrach lemidrash milo el l'rabiosi aglili. Only according to Rabbi Yosi Aglili do you even need the pasuk, because he says chametz is mutzer bahana. So the chiddush of the pasuk is that no, even mutzer bahana is not good enough for kedushas truma. You have to give something that's royal achila even. This like chametz mutzer bahana to lahanach tanoi to ask chametz bahana. According to what we hold, according to all the other tanoim, the chametz is also bahana. You don't need to learn it from titein lo velo laoro. Nachlam even also lakoin is a kodesh. Dover harayelios kodesh. You just learn it from the other pasuk that you have to give a dover harayelios kodesh to the kohen, something that's a nesina. And yes, if it's aser ba'ana, it's not a nesina. O b'titin l'chudei, she'in litin l'bi d'shari ba'ana. L'chala pachus, d'shari chabei nesina. So you don't need titin lo to prove it to you, need but aser lo es hakodesh. That pasuk is talking when you give it back when you ate it by mistake, so I guess it's also connecting that to, still it's a ma'isa nesina. Yeah? So you can answer Rekiv Eger's question. Rekiv Eger on the Tosfos says, 1 second, what did Tosfos just say? Tosa said, a courtier, he just got back from Phoenix. Come on, give him a break. So says Tosfos, you only need the pasuk titein lo, according to Rabbi Yosef Gleib. According to the other Tanam, you learn it out from Benasa Lakoin and Sakodesh. Says Rabbi Kivager, what do you mean? What do you need any pasuk for, according to everybody else? It's also bana. It's not yours. So if it's not yours, how can you be mafresh? It's also bana. It's not yours. Zeinu Sholcha. So what do you need any pasuk for, according to the other Tanam? You need Benasa Lakoin and Sakodesh? Says Rabbi Kivager, you don't even need any pasuk to teach me this halacha. So Tosis goes one step, but he doesn't go the whole way. As Rabbi Kivager asks on our Tosis. Kivager says, Yishla ayein de lachor lo tzorach kraklal to in yachol likros shem truma to isur hano lavdi deyave. It's not yours. What do you even need any pasuk for? So that's Rabbi Kivager asks. He does not answer it. Comes along Rav Chaim Ozer, Vach Yezer. He says, oh, I have an answer to Rabbi Kivager's kasha. He says, number one, he says, I'm not so sure that just because something's not yours, he can't be mafresh it. He quotes a suffix from the Yerushalmi that says, if you want to be mafresh, misafkalon v'tore mishel hefker. If you're torn from hefker on your field, does that work? Imchal hatruma. So he's a suffix in the Yerushalmi. So it's not so clear that it wouldn't work just because it's not yours. And then he says, furthermore, he says, maybe what's the svar why it should work? He says, maybe the point of Hafrashas Truma, and again, this is in the Hafrashas Truma Sugya, is that you're not even really giving the Kohen anything. You're just separating what was always his. You're being Megala, you know, the Chelik of the Kohen. Similar, we had a couple of weeks ago. Mishulchan Gavaraka Zachu. You do a Maisa just to separate, but then it's Mamela belongs to the Kohen. You're not being Machne to him. For a Kenyan, if you want to give somebody something, if you want to give something to the base of Mikdash, it has to be yours. But just to be Korei Shame, and then Memela is going to go to the Kohen, who says it has to be yours? So you wouldn't learn it be Svara. Even if it's also Banan, maybe you could do it. That's why you need the Pasik. He said, the Kohen's Chelak is inside, and you just don't see it. So after the Gambi Surana, Yachalik Hashem. Who says you can't be Korei Shame on Isser Hana? So he rejects the assumption of Rabbi Kiva Eger, and therefore he says, that's why you need the Pasuk. He even says, especially, he says, some Rishonim in Sukkah, this is in Sukkah Laman Hey, some Rishonim that say, an Esrog of Isser Hana, could it be Lachem? So some Rishonim say, yeah, it could be Lachem. Ah, it's Asr Bahana. So still, the Ritva there talks about, quote some Rishonim, that it might be Lachem. So says the Achiyaz, that answer tells us Kasha, that don't think just because it's not yours, you can't be Korei Shem. Okay, that is the Tosfos, Rabbi Kiva Eger, just because the Truma's Chametz is not yours, you might have been able to be Korei Shem. That's why you need the Pasuk to exclude Venasa La Kohen, excluding something that is Aser Bahana. So that's Tosfos, Rabbi Kiva Eger, and the Achiyazer. The Gemara is linking the Hafrasha and the Nesina. Correct, right, we've said, it's a big sugya. How much is the Hafrasha and the Nesina linked? Yesterday on the Tosfos, the Noda Bihuda, and if it was mentioned, Noda Bihuda's issue about the, just a little bit between Misaki and the Kri, and you need even more for a Maisa Nesina. So that's, I mean, there are separations, but there are links between them too. The Rambam only counts one. The Rambam counts one mitzvah, as we discussed. Shlichus. Shlichus. One of the makaris of shlichus is truma. You need bailus for shlichus, so maybe you wouldn't be able to be make a shliach to be mafresh truma if it's aser b'hana. Okay. Maybe you wouldn't be able to be make a shliach, but you could do it yourself. Okay, you can make shliach, but you like the bailus, but that might be a shlichus problem, but it might not be a hafresh truma problem. It might be a shliach. You're right. You can't make a shliach if you're not the bailam. But the shem hafresh truma, right? This might be one of those unique cases where not unique. You could do it, and shliach can't do it. Sorry, it's not unique. The opposite is the case. But what's the problem? So maybe you can't make a shliach in a chinami because you need bailus. You don't need bailus to be mafresh the truma according to the Achiezer, but you need bailus to make a shliach. So, but mitzad dinei shlichus it would be a problem, not mitzad hafresh truma. Continues the Gemara. So we have the pasuk to teach me that you can't be mafresh. If you're mafresh chametz as truma on Pesach, it did not achieve kedusha. Master, if we're of Yeshua, ain't turning it to melech tahora. The Mishnah says in Trumos, if you're mafresh truma, tamei truma for tahar truma, you shouldn't. V'im tahar b'shogeg truma, so truma. But if you did it b'shogeg, it's effective. But mezud will be konis to you. But if you did it b'shogeg, it's effective. So the Gemara says, v'amai lema lo v'lo la'oro. Why is it effective? Shouldn't it be like chametz? Here too, you can only use it for your fire. Lokasha, hasam haisel shasa kosher, hacha lo haisel shasa kosher. No, there's a big difference. Did it have a time when it was ra'ui to be eaten by the kohen and the chiyav truma kicked in? So by the case of truma tamei, it was ra'ui that it became tamei. So haisel shasa kosher, that's not included in the pasuk. Lo v'lo la'oro is only if it didn't even have a potential to gibi to have a shasa kosher. So Rabbi Chanan says here, it's not a dinin giving it, because if it's a dinin giving the coin something bad, it should make a difference what it was in the past. But it's a dinin chefsa. You could only give the coin a chefsa that at one point had potential to be roi l'achila. So this chametz never had the potential to be roi l'achila. The second that the chiv of truma kicked in, it was chametz on Pesach, so it never had the potential, and that's why it is excluded. So what's the case of never had shasa kosher? Does it, everything grows, and everything gets gathered, so what's shasa kosher? Going to ichmitz b'mechubar. It became chametz when it was still attached to the ground. What does that mean? So if you look at the Maram Chalava here, it's let's finish in a second. Aval ichmitz betalish achanami the kitcha. What? But if it became chametz when it was talish, are you telling me that it does have kedushas truma because it had shasa kosher? So I'm like, yeah. Only if it became chametz when it was still attached to the ground, do you say that's lohai slash shasa kosher, and that's what you're not allowed to give to the kohen. I'm like, sure, because as the pasuk says in Daniel, b'gzeiras irin pisgama uvamamar kadishin she'elta. In the saying of the irin of the holy ones, the malachim, they stated uvamamar kadishin she'elta. I asked the mamar kadishin, the angels, and I heard that he said that this pasuk to quote like the angels say the halach is like me. Medrash kavasi. The halach is like me, meaning that's the only time it would become neskamets when it was still attached. That is what is excluded, and that's what's included in low below the oro. Actually, Rashi here quotes umamar kadisha sheilta. Rashi just quotes mikrahu b'Daniel. First, we'll talk about what he thinks that we don't know Daniel. He's right, but he's just telling us. Or is he telling us something deeper about Mikra Huba Daniel? Mefarshim we'll discuss it. But this Gemara is very halacha l'maisa for ichmitz b'mechubar. Right? We know there's a concept called shmur matza. So what is shmur matza? What does that mean? So if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, first let's go back from step by step. The Rashban at Shuvah quotes our Gemara and says, "Dagon shebimechubar shenis yabish legamrei ve'eno tzarech lianika kamanda malach b'kadadami u'makabel chimutz im yadolav gishamim." That's tough. Samach Zayin Hey. Shulchan Aruch quotes the Shuvah as Rashba. Our Gemara, when it says it's possible to become chametz when the grain is still b'mechubar, is only when the grain is fully ripened, when it's totally ready to be cut, and it doesn't need the ground anymore for nutrition. So that's when it can become chametz. If it's still growing, it's not going to become chametz yet. That's what how the Rashba interprets our Gemara. That's what the Shulchan Aruch quotes. Therefore what? Therefore, let's relate this now to what we call guarding your matzah. If you look in the Shulchan Aruch writes in Tafnun Gimel, Sift Aled, Chitim she'osam behem matzahs mitzvah, the chitim that you use for matzahs mitzvah. What's matzahs mitzvah? That means the first two nights of Pesach in Galus, the first night of Pesach in Eretz Yisrael. The Mishnah Berurah explains that though there's a mitzvah to eat matzah all Pesach, there's a chi of the first night, but there's a mitzvah the rest, where we discussed the Vilna Gaon, there's a kiyum of eating the whole Pesach. So Retz HaLomar, the matzah that you eat, the rest of Pesach, that you just have to make sure are in chametz.
But the first two nights, there's a special din shmartim es matzos. You should guard the matzos. Special din shmira by the matzos mitzvah. That's where there's some that are machmet to eat shmura matzah on by the seder, and not the rest of the different kinds of matzah the other day of the Pesach. What's shmura matzah? So it says this is the Shulchan Aruch. Hachid of Joseph matzos mitzvah tov l'shamran shlo yiplo le'em mayim bishas kitzira. Says the Shulchan Aruch, Shmur Matzah, what we call Shmur Matzah, is Shmur Mishas Ketzira, as it says. The second that it's cut, they make sure that no liquid, no water gets on it, Mishas Ketzira. That's Shmur Matzah. Ufachos Mishas Tchina, the Shulchan Aruch continues. Okay, so b'dieved, if it gets on it, you know, it's not going to be chametz if it gets a little wet after cutting. But for sure, Ufachos Mishas Tchina, the time that you start grinding the wheat into flour. Ubishas Atchak, you can even buy flour Menashuk. Fine, that is what the, Shulchan Aruch quotes. That's what we call Shmura Matzah. Shmura Mishas Ketzira. But the Mishnah Brura quotes here, based on the Chai Adam, which we'll read in a second, that there's an even bigger Lechachila, not just from Shas Ketzira, but Shas when it's fully ripe. Shas when it's fully ripe, based on our Gemara. Because our Gemara says it could become Chametz when it's fully ripe, if it gets soaked, if it gets wet. Alkena Minag Litzar Dogan Shal Shmura Ba'odan Lachin Ksas. That's because of the Chai Adam, that the Minag is to cut the grain for the Shmura Matzah, from the Matzah's Mitzvah, before it's fully ripe. Because as the Rashba said, our Gemara is the only one that's fully ripe. But if you cut it before it's fully ripe, so then you don't have any chash of chametz. And that's what the Chai Adam quotes, and the Mishnah Berurah also quotes this, in Kuf Chav Ches, that you should try to be medaktig on this, to cut it, real Shmura Matzah, not just Mishas Ketzira, but maybe on the boxes it's going to be a new Chamra, it's going to say, Shmura Mishas, cut even before it's fully grown, and this is even maybe Machmer for the Gemara in Shabbos Lama, in Pesachim Lama Gimel. Okay, we're going to make a lot of money. Put out that new box of matzahs, takes into account the Chai Adam, and he quotes at the end, interestingly, he quotes, Va'adonenu hagra hichmir ma'o bazeh. Some of the halachas of the gra we only have from the Chai Adam. Chai Adam was the gra's mechutin and talmud. Right, and a lot of some of the stories about the gra or some of the halachas that he felt like putting the flowers in the shul on shavuos, which the gra was against. It's only in the Chai Adam. It's not on the Shulchan Aruch. So some of the halachas, some of the minhagim that we have from the gra are only here. So he quotes this here too. V'adonenu hagra hichmir ma'od bazeh, that not only to guard it from shas ksira, but to make sure to cut it even earlier before it got fully ripe, so you don't have to be worried about this Gemara, which says ichmitz b'mechubar. Either way, regular shmura matzah is b'shas ketzira, and this Gemara just has the added chubar that maybe we should make sure to cut it even before it gets ripe, because if it's fully ripe and it gets soaked, it's not just if it rains. Supposed to say if it gets soaked and it's sitting in the water for a long time, so then there is ichshash chibas. Okay. Last line. Kiyazar Rav Huna Ben Rabbi Yeshua. Rav Huna Ben Rabbi Yeshua has a different limud of why you can't be mafresh truma, can't be mafresh chametz as truma. It does not achieve kedushas truma. Number one was lo v'lo la'oro. Now we have a second one. Kiyazar Rav Huna Ben Rabbi Yeshua. Different pasuk. Amar kra. Rachis. Truma has to be rachis, the first part, which means shashiyareha nikarin li Yisrael. The first part means that there's leftovers. There's leftover that's mutter. Part of the definition of a precious truma, says the Shita, is that there has to be a heter created by the giving to the Kohen. Giving to the Kohen has to create a chalos heter in what's left over by the Yisrael's grain. Yatzazush ain't shiare nikarin, but here you're giving some of the chametz, but there's nothing left over. There's nothing mutter that's left over. So that is why this second makar is that reishis shiare nikarin, you need the leftover of what the Yisrael has to be mutter. Again, Asher B'Kivei Eger in the very next piece. One second. What happens if you're mafrish chametz on your non-chametz food? That's shir any karin. Right? So what's the Gemara say? The Gemara seems to say that it's impossible to have to be mafrish chametz on Pesach and achieve kedushas truma. And what's this reason? This reason is because what's left over is not going to be mutter to the Yisrael. One second. Let's say I have a little chametz and I have a lot of stuff that's not chametz. It's not going to be mafrish chametz. I give this to the Kohen on the grain that I have that is not chametz. Right? So that's shir any karin. Again, he does not answer it. He says, I don't know. It's lechor, that should work. So again, there are two answers given on this Rabbi Kivei Eger. The Tzlach quotes, maybe that would be considered bin Torah min hara'a al hayafa. Right? We know, and it's machlokas, but that works for the Yevet, but maybe this opinion is holding that if you Torim on, you give bad stuff to the Kohen for good stuff, there's some Tanon that say that doesn't work. So maybe that's what, giving chametz on Pesach compared to matzah, maybe that'll be considered min hara'a al hayafa, that wouldn't work. That's number one. That's the Tzlach. Now Chassam Sofer, though, has a harifas. So I'm so over here on this Gemara, quotes the question from the Tzlach, it's the same question as Rabbi Kivei Eger, but quotes the question from the Tzlach, and says, no, maybe the point is that we know that Chametz has a mitzvah hashpasa. You have to burn it. So maybe, regarding all other items, chametz is considered ein bo shir. As we know, the halach is kol ha'omi lisrof kesarif dami. If something has a chiv srefa, or a chiv to be destroyed, so it doesn't have a shir. So you can't be mafresh min ha'chametz al non-chametz, because it's ein bo shir. So even though you need chita achas poderes zakri, but he says, you need chita achas. You don't need efer achas. That's the language of the Chazam Sofer. He says, dani trei mini truma shizkir, lab truma ninu, it's not going to work. Why? Therefore he says, mitzad everything else, if you're mafresh chametz on non-chametz, it's not going to be considered a shear, so that's why it's not going to work. What about chametz on chametz? It also shouldn't be considered a shear. The Chassam Sofer said, no, chametz on chametz, you need the pasuk to exclude. Because that, if it's both kesarif dami, so then it's in the same parsha at least. So theoretically, it wouldn't be considered enough of a shear. That's why you need the pasuk to exclude. You need shear any karet. But regarding, to answer Rabbi Akiva Eger's question, regarding other items, it would be considered eino kashir, not even chita achas. It would be considered if it's burned, and that's why it wouldn't work to do it mi chametz al non chametz. Shuma Tamea Mafish Bishogeg, it is Truma, so maybe there that's Truma Tamea al Truma Tamea. And maybe there, it does have some, it does have, you're allowed to have Hana Shal Kilo, you're allowed to get Hana when you burn it. Right here, you're not even get Hana when you burn it. So there might be differences between the two. Okay, continues the Gemara. Sorry? Okay, okay, you're right. Okay, Yas, the second one. Yas, Rav Acha, Brar, Rav Avya, Kami, Rav Chizdav, Yas, Rav Shedav, Rav Yochanan. Okay, new piece. New piece, we'll see how it's related later. So what does it say? Anavim shenitmu, grapes that became tamei, darchan pachos pachos bikabetsa, v'yayin kashal anasachin. Grapes are tamei, but is there any way for the wine, the grape juice that you're going to squeeze out not to be tamei? So the Gemara says, yeah, I have an etza. What do? When you crush them, you trample them, you should trample them basically grape by grape, separate from each other. Don't do it all at once. So isha will be pachas mikabetsa, and we know Rashi here quotes, we've had it before, that for food to be mitame something else, it requires to be the shear of a betsa, the size of an egg. Less than that, it cannot transfer. It cannot transfer tuma. So therefore, here too, the second that you squeeze out the grapes, the grape juice coming out is going to be only touching, let's say, its own grape. It's not going to be touching everything else, so it's not going to become tame, because there's not enough of the each grape. A grape is less than an egg, right? Each grape is going to be less, and it's not going to be able to be mitame the grape juice. The yayin kashal on the sachet, you can even use the yayin, the wine that comes out of it, for nisuch hayayin on the mizbeach. Right? It's the highest level. The word says yayin kashal on the sachet. Alma kasavar, what do you see this Rabbi Yochanan holds? Mashkin mifkat pakid pakidi. It must be that Rabbi Yochanan assumes that liquid inside, the grape juice inside the grape, is considered as if it's stored there. Mifkat pekidui, it's inserted there, it's held there in storage, but it's not part of the grape. Rashi here explains, it must be that it's not part of the grape, or else it will become tame. If the grape is tame, the grape juice is tame. So that's what you have to assume, that it's not part of the grape, because it's something separate. So the only havamina when it's going to become tame is when it comes out. Lay must come in tame, l'chisachalu. What's the only havamina for it to become tame? When it comes out. L'chisachalu, less than l'shiure. And when it comes out, we've just said, there is not enough of a shiur to be mitame it, so therefore, it is going to be tahar. So, Ihachi says the Gemara, kebetzanami. So, what do you mean that it's, you only allowed to, if you have a grape that's smaller than the size of a basin, you're allowed to do it. Even if it's let's say you have a big grape that's exactly the size of an egg. Or let's say, put three grapes together. You should be able to do that all together if it's exactly the size of an egg. Why? Because if something is exactly the size of an egg, you have grapes exactly the size of an egg, the second that you start squeezing it, the second it comes out, it's going to be less than the size of an egg. So if it's going to be less than the size of an egg, so why does Rabbi Yochanan say only less than the size of an egg? Right? Even exactly the size of an egg, you should be allowed. Iachi kibetzanami, dehatznan, because the Mishnah says in Taharos, tame mace, shesachat zesim va'anavim, kibetzim mechuvenes tahorin, if a tame mace, somebody who touched a dead body, or was in the house of a dead body, squeezes out olives and grapes, decides exactly if an egg is tahor, again, because when it squeezes out, there's not enough. When he didn't tell me he's touching them, so Rashi explained, no, he's squeezing them with some type of kli that's on makabel tuma. Maybe pshute kliate, they're on, you'd have a flat wooden board, he's squeezing them with that. That is not makabel tuma. So there is a case where he does not have to be touching the grapes, and they will still be tar. So ask the Gemara. So why does the Gemara say only less than the size of a beitza? Even if it's exactly the size of a beitza, it would be okay. So the Gemara says, hasam di'i avad. You're right. B'diavad, it would work. Over there, it's Iavad. He did it. He did this. The Torah did this, so we say that it's Tahar. Hacha l'charchila. But here, it's very mistaver gzeira. Here's the charchila. Should you do it, gzeira don't we ask him to measure a beitza? You can measure exactly the size of a beitza. We don't allow a beitza because we're worried that you might do even more than the size of a beitza. Amalei Rav Chisda. So Rav Chisda says to Rabbi Yochanan, or the one Rav Achabar Rav Avi, who said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Man Sais Lachol Rabbi Yochanan Rabcha. Who's going to listen to you and your Rabbi Yochanan, your Rebbe? V'chi Tuma Sheben Leichan Ocha. Where'd the Tuma go in these grapes? Where'd the Tuma go? What does he mean? Alma Kasavra Mashkin Mivla Bli. He holds, Rav Chisda holds, that no, that the Mashkin is absorbed in the grapes, it's all one unit. When a grape becomes tamei, the juice inside becomes tamei. It's not a mifka pekidi. It's not it happens to be in there and inserted in there. It's part of it. The kiva to itzbile ochla, itzbile mashkin. Right, and once it's in there, once the ochla becomes tamei, the mashkin becomes tamei. So therefore, it's considered part of the ochel. We discussed this a little bit in Masechah Shabbos when we discussed the iser of schitas peros on Shabbos. We discussed that though one is usually not allowed to squeeze out fruits on Shabbos, we mentioned the different categories. Zeisa, banavim, olives, the grapes were also midaraisa to squeeze out. Most other fruits are also midarabanan to squeeze out. But we mentioned squeezing out juice onto a solid is mutter. Squeezing out lemon onto a salad or fish. Squeezing out a juice onto a solid is mutter. Into a liquid is not good. Into a liquid, squeezing lemon juice into tea, so that is asr. But squeezing it onto a solid is okay. Why? Because the Gemara says, Meikara uchla, vahashta uchla. Originally, it starts out, it's in the lemon, it's food, it's ochel. And it goes onto a salad, it's also ochel, it's bottled to the ochel. It never achieves the status of mashke. It's the tea, it achieves the status of mashke. It fits with everything else. But that's why it's mutter onto salad. So that's exactly what here is being referred to. He says, it's mivla bli, it's part of the ochel. It's part of the ochel to start. It's not mivkat pekidi, it's part of the ochel. So therefore, it would become tamei when the outside becomes tamei as well. Amar lei. And then he adds, you don't hold that the mashkin is just inserted inside? What's that? What do you do with that mishnah that I just quoted about these grapes and olives that exactly like a beitz are tahar? If you say it's just inserted inside, that's why you know it's tahar. And the only question is, when it gets squeezed out, is it become tummy or not? But if it's tummy right away, so once the grape is tummy, then the grape juice inside should be tummy. So if you hold mivla bli, so how do you interpret this mishnah? So no, we're talking about grapes that were never hukshar l'kabel tuma. Liquid never went on these grapes when the grapes were detached. Liquid never went on them. Let's say, or maybe it did, but it wasn't l'ratzon of the bialim. Either way, they weren't hukshar l'kabel tuma with one of the seven mashkim to become tamei. La'emas mechshari. So when's the only chance that they're going to be able to become hukshar l'chisachin l'hu? The second that gets squeezed out. Because why? Because the first drop of grape. First drop of juice that comes out is going to be maksha the grape. But as we just said, the second that it comes out, it's if it's only the size of a beitza, it's going to be too little of a shear. Period. So now the Gemara continues. If you don't say mivla bli, then I got a kasha on you. The following. We had this a couple days ago. In the middle of a conversation earlier on Daf Lamed Beis on Friday, the Gemara had said, giving a chametz truma from strawberries and anavim that became tameh, you don't have any heter achila, you can't do anything with it, with this strawberry juice. You can't eat it, then you can't heat it. So the Gemara says, 1 second. Ha heter achila nami, islay. Di boy, darach lu, pachas, bachas, bi kevesa. If you say it's mifkan pekidi, avakasha, why don't you squeeze out the strawberries? Pachas, bachas, bi kevesa. And then even though the strawberry is tameh, the strawberry juice you can use, right? It's not going to be tameh. If you say, like me, mivla bli, it's not a problem, because the strawberry juice is also tummy right away. But if you say mifka pekidi, why does the Gemara say you don't have nothing to do with this strawberries or the strawberry juice? You should have something to do with it. So the Gemara says, Amarava gzeira dama asi behulu de takala. No, you're right. Theoretically, you could use the strawberry juice, but we don't want to keep strawberries around, because you might come to eat the strawberries, you might come to do a yosem mikabetsa. Either way, this is again an issue that came up at the end of the first parak. Asi behulu de takala, we're worried. If you keep usher items in your house, then you might come to takala. Omele abayu michashino la takala. Are you worried about having usher items in your house? V'atanya malikin b'pasu b'shem michal shruma shenitmeis. You're allowed to keep tamei truma items in your house. Bread and oil of truma that became tamei. So what do you mean? Why are you worried about the strawberries? You see, you're not worried about these items. So omele, no. Pas zarek le ben ha'itzim. If you have tamei truma bread, you won't keep it in the cupboard. you'll keep it with your firewood, so you'll know that it's tamei. Or shemen shel truma ramilei beklimos, oil of truma, you'll keep it in a disgusting kli, so again, you'll know not to use it. Mashenki, when it comes to the strawberries, what do you do with the strawberries? You're not going to use the strawberries for, you're not going to keep it in either of these items. That's what there's more of a chashash of klimos when it comes to strawberries. Okay, we'll stop here by Gufa. And then we'll continue tomorrow. Tomorrow is a Sunday schedule. Tomorrow, daf is at 7:10. Daf is at 7:10. Okay, we have one more issue about Tumah Tahara, and then we get back to what grains are you allowed to use for matzah? That's on daf Lamed Hey. We'll get into major psachim issues about Lechem Oni. It's all coming up.